What up, guys? Before we get started with today's show, I want to talk to you guys about our friends Green Chef. As we step into spring, it's the perfect time to refresh your meal routine with dietitian-approved recipes from Green Chef, perfect for supporting wellness journey. Enjoy recipes that feature fresh, organic, seasonal produce and 100% responsibly sourced proteins crafted to help you feel your best. Green Chef makes it super easy to spend less time in the kitchen and more time in the spring air. With our new Heat and Eat meals, you can enjoy a delicious, wholesome meal in just 3 minutes. Plus, with 80-plus weekly options, Green Chef makes it easy to find meals that fit your lifestyle. Whether you're into Mediterranean flavors, gluten-free eats, plant-based meals, or protein-packed dishes, there's something for everyone, including options for gut and brain health, calorie-smart choices, and more. Whether it's a salad ready in just 5 minutes, protein-packed breakfasts, or a smoothie to fuel your day, Green Chef has you covered for the busiest days. Our meals are made with real, clean ingredients so you can build lasting, healthy habits without the hassle. Plus, with week-to-week flexibility, you can adjust your plan anytime to fit your schedule. Listen, my schedule is crazy enough. All of our schedules are crazy enough on this podcast. Green Chef took a lot of the stress out of planning every single meal, what we're going to be doing for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Now we can kind of break it up and be like, well, at least we got Green Chef for this. And listen, now I'm starting to get in wedding shape. I'm getting married next year. I want to focus on eating the right foods and make sure I have a high protein diet when I'm working out, and Green Chef made it super easy. Make this spring your most delicious yet with Green Chef. Head to greenchef.com/50SK and use code 50SK to get your 50% off your first month, then 20% off for 2 months with free shipping. That's code 50SK at greenchef.com/50SK. Now let's get the show started.
All right, let's put them all back in.
Huh?
He's funny. Oh, he wears jersey.
All right, here we go. Y'all ready?
So, first one main, second one main.
First one main. All right, ready?
Ooh,
oh. And you know that don't bother you, does it?
What?
The airplane.
What up, y'all? Welcome to His Big Outcast on Stage.
That chick ain't.
Welcome to Here's the Thing, church announcements. We have London is the next show in it. Pull up on me. This show likely will sell out. So if you're overseas across the pond in it, go ahead and get your tickets at kevonstage.com in it. All right. Angel, what's happening on your neck of the woods on Mama Likes? Shop Mama Likes.
You already know what it is. Y'all better go over there and shop. We moving this product. So go ahead, place your order at shop. MAMALIKES.com. And that's all I have to tell you right now.
All right. We got a lot of things to do. If you are on the Patreon, it's going to be a little, I'm sorry. If you're not on the Patreon, I should say the next 2 weeks going to be a little difficult. I'm going overseas next week for my London show and spring I won't break. Be back for a week. Angel will be here.
I'll be here.
But our times ain't lining up. So if we miss the thing, you probably going to get an episode that was a bonus as a main, and the Patreon going to get the bonus. This is not a marketing tactic. This is just the way the world works. Govern yourselves accordingly. Your $5 is your control. It's your life. If you do want to join Patreon, though, and you're new to it, do not go in the App Store. If you have an iPhone, if you have an Android, this doesn't apply. If you have an iPhone, go to Patreon on your laptop.
Yep.
Or your phone, not the App Store, not your App Store or Google Play Store. Sign up for it and then go and download Patreon and log in. If you go directly from your App Store first, you're going to get $5 is going to become $8 if you're on Apple. So again, if you have Apple, go on your computer or your phone, but type in patreon.com/KevOnStageStudios or KevOnStageStudios.com. Sign up and then go and log in. Do not go directly on the App Store. You'll get charged a lot. All right? Patreon, I'm not putting the hoop back because I don't want to block Juju's.
Oh, that's what's missing. I was like, why does it look so empty? We can put the hoop behind it and let Juju lean on it.
You can do that.
I got it.
Because then it's going to be forward.
Josh, you've worked so hard today.
And Apple, I don't know why Apple be doing the stuff they be doing. The hoop gold, it's got that little thing in the back. I'm telling you, it's going to look weird. Strength to make it.
Strength to take.
I saw, I be getting inspired from Angel. The blessings of the Lord are mine. It's going to look weird. I'm telling you. Don't.
Kevin, stop.
It's going to look weird. It's going to look weird.
There's nothing wrong with it. That looks great.
That it looks actually fine, actually.
Way better than what it did.
That's what I said we should do for the beginning. Let's, let's jump into this real quick.
Let's jump into it.
I said, speaking of Full Wiley, can you hand me that jersey, Josh?
We're going to jump into
Full Wiley. I just want to show you that. No, just for this. Just for this illustration.
You want to put it back on?
No. So we must talk about our good friend of the pod, Malaysia Full Wiley. Angel, you know.
She's leaving.
She's gone.
She's leaving the dark red team.
She's leaving the dark red team. She has entered the transfer portal with a do not tag, which I guess, do not contact, which is, I guess, I will choose my school. Y'all don't recruit me.
I will tell you who. Yeah. Yes.
So.
She said, tag, I'm it.
People are thinking Ole Miss, but the Ole Miss coach said, hush. People are thinking
she
TCU.
She said, Ole Miss us, right?
Hey, oh. Okay. TCU. Why do you think she left TCU? Because Haley Van Lith left. She graduated. Uh-huh. She got drafted to go play with Angel Reese. They're going to reunite from LSU.
That's fantastic.
Where do you got Phil Wiley going, Angel? You had
UConn.
A bet. You were a betting woman.
That's a good pick.
Angel's just thinking of the last thing we discussed.
UConn. Yeah.
You think they're going to go play with AZ Fun?
Go. Yeah. Why not?
AZ and Phil Wiley?
Yeah, that could be a good time because at this place, the dark red team, it's not like
didn't work out with Don.
Yeah, she was with Don, and Don and them lost this year.
And then Full Wiley said, y'all not gonna start me no more. I'm gonna go start. I saw something interesting. I don't know if this is true, but it could be. Apparently, so Full Wiley is signed to Under Armour, and Under Armour, South Carolina, is an Under Armour school.
Yes, South Carolina.
So I don't know if this is true, but what I was reading is that she has to pick a school that's rep by Under Armour.
That's stupid.
Because she has to wear Under Armour and practicing games.
Yeah, okay.
So that would limit it to like, I think it was like 8 schools that people think. I think Notre Dame was one. I just thought that was really interesting.
That's that money. They like, we decide, we going to get our money
about
it.
But I was like, I thought, what about the other people? What if you don't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what if you don't what?
Like, what if you don't want that? What if
South Carolina,
then you get back the money.
Yale and the Naval Academy. She could go to the Navy. She could do Navy.
It can't be just only. Those are the schools that are ripped by Under Armour.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So that can't be true. Because that can't be true. All right. So anyway.
Jesus.
Kevin. When this happened, I posted my video where I initially bought that jersey and forgot that these were in women's sizes. Mm-hmm. Put this on my body. Yeah. And it was tight like a tattoo. This is the Kev on Stage. He needs to stop going back and forth with random strangers on
Twitter, Kevin.
Yes, I need to stop.
Angel,
I need to stop.
Angel, it's always Twitter. It's always Twitter.
Get off of there.
I can't.
I'm going to start smacking your hand. I'm going to be like, what you doing on your phone? And smack your hand if you say it's Twitter.
So random stranger comments on my video. And I just, of course, I see the negativity. You guys are all right. I know 95%. And he's like, basically... matter of fact, there's a whole TikTok explaining this.
I love her little country, her little sassy.
Let's play the TikTok where the lady broke it down for everybody who missed it, who wasn't on Twitter. Let's get the breakdown.
You stunt your growth by listening to fear.
From briefed by Twitter,
watching Kevin on stage beef his way into his summer buy. I do not know what you were doing, and I don't want to hear it. You're still on Twitter? Yes, I'm on Twitter, and I'm enjoying myself. And. So it all started with this tweet right here. Kevin on stage says, what am I going to do with my jersey? He is wearing the jersey of Full Wiley from South Carolina. Right now, when he got the jersey, he didn't think, oh my God, I'm getting it in a woman's size because it's a woman's jersey. Didn't intend on wearing it. He just wanted to show it off. But since he got it in a woman's size, he put it on just to see what it looked like. It looked like this. Kevin on stage has... zero change. 100K ain't no money says, remember I said men have to lift weights or do body weight exercises? I highly doubt he could knock out 20 push-ups. This is where it gets real juicy, right? First of all, why are you minding this man business? If 100K ain't no money, you must be at work. Like, hello. Kevin on stage, got on the internet, played the song of He Who Shall Not Be Named, okay? Great Mama Boo, hey, Kanye. I give it to you for free 99. Kanye. And knocked out about 30 pushers. Boom, boom, boom. Knocked him out. I can't do more than two. So, you know, I'm out of this conversation for sure. Kevin on stage might be a church boy, but he got a little no in him. He got. Okay, yeah. He said count him up. Knocked out about 30 of them hoes, okay? Then came back and said, I can't do 20 push-ups, but I can rep 225. Gave y'all the video, compilation video. Mom, knocking them out in the gym, just lifting them up. Like I said, just make him a little proud. It's a strong man, Savannah. 100K ain't no money came back and said, respect, you're stronger than I assume, but it ain't no way you do that with frequency. To which got back up on the internet and was like, oh, well, you definitely I'm dropping locations. I do this on the regular. It ain't no problem. It ain't no problem. This is what I'm saying. Kevin on stage was just at his show, Rapping Freeway. Now he on the internet telling him, count him up. Dropping the location, dropping the receipts. He ain't playing with y'all.
So the random man said that I threw up my 225. He lied. You don't do that regularly. So I post a video from Wednesday with the Apple telling you what day it is. Said I just did it on Wednesday. And then I threw up my 30 push-ups, which I hadn't done push-ups in I don't know how long.
But you still got them.
But I thought, obviously, if I'm repping 225, push-ups are easier than that.
Right.
And then you know what he said after that? He said, I got bro in the gym. And he won this exchange.
Yeah,
he wins. Because it's my stupid behind.
That was like, I got to prove something.
I got to go and prove to strangers. I got to go and prove. And when you is on the internet, it's stupid Kev who going to believe a stranger's going to be like, dang, my bad. I was wrong. Shout out to you. Going about my day. No.
Why did I
thought he was going to take off a top hat and be like, good day, sir, to you. You're stronger than I thought. And you're also handsome. And you know what? My bad. I apologize. I'll be purchasing a ticket to your comedy show. No. And once he said, I got bro doing push-ups, it ain't like I went and did push-ups. I went the next morning to do my workout. So I said, it's not like I went and did push-ups that night.
Right.
But I was like, you know what, Kev, maybe I ain't been done push-ups in a minute. Let me go see where I stand. And I could have did more, but I didn't want to have no weak ones showing. Right. You feel me?
Wanted them all to be strong.
And this is my point.
What's your point?
Kevin, just shut the hell up, man. Go on about your business, because what do I have to prove, Angel? I don't know. Issa Rae, friend of the pod, she was the topic of discussion on Threads the other week. Also, Threads is becoming more like Twitter now. What happened?
Right when I decided I was going to try it over there.
As soon as you jumped on, they was like, here come Angel. Toxic.
They said, we're going to act up. They acted a mess.
They said, Issa ain't poor. Why she write, what was the movie?
SZA
and Keke Palmer.
Just one of them days.
Just one of them days. How she write this and she ain't even poor. Issa never said she wrote that movie. And I don't remember Issa ever saying she was poor.
No.
I remember her saying she was awkward, but not poor. But over the last 4 years, Issa, I think the last thing she responded to was
I don't even think Issa wrote it, though.
She did it.
She did not.
She produced it.
She was a producer on it.
Somebody else wrote it, and then somebody else directed. I don't think the same person directed that wrote it. But my point is, Issa didn't say nothing. You know what I did? I just happened to see Issa's story at the time that I found out this was a Threads conversation. You know where she was? She was at her minority ownership San Diego soccer team's game, minding her black business.
Yeah, that's a problem. She should have been on Threads
that's
and showing
defending her name.
She should have took pictures of, look at how small my room was growing up.
And doing push-ups.
Yes.
She should have been in there proving to the strangers that she's poor. She should have go back to me a picture of her eating SpaghettiOs and say, yes, I poor with you blacks. I have hot Cheetos.
I can write about noodles. It.
I have bike.
I have kids.
I have
just like the girl in just one of them days.
And she didn't even respond, period.
No. Listen, a man, I can't find it. I was looking for it while we were listening to her video. A man responded to one of me and Marcus's challenges, and he said, men, we got to stop doing these type of things when our wives get fat and out of shape.
What? Yes. He commented that to my friend Angel Akita?
Yeah.
Not more Tanksley?
Yes, he put that on there. And Marcus was like, Marcus respond. I said, why even respond? I said, leave it there. Just leave it
but
there.
But I want to. No. Why?
See, I'll do the exact opposite. I would, if I'm going to respond, I'm going to respond eating things I shouldn't eat. with the onesie on and being like, that's why we're about to do two more challenges and I'm going to make sure I'm 5 pounds heavier. That's what I'm going to do. You bastard.
But
instead, I really was like, I don't really care about this man.
Angel, you know what? Apparently, I've been getting dragged on TikTok for months. Because
what you do?
Months ago, like January, this white girl was selling bonnets on TikTok shop. And you I was like, huh?
You bought a bonnet?
No, I didn't buy a bonnet. I was like, I didn't know white women wore bonnets. Mm-hmm. Right?
Protective style.
I didn't know that they had the hair that loses moisture at night, which is why black women wear bonnets, to my knowledge, and black men who have, you know, I'm saying, longer hair. I'm bald, so ain't no moisture.
Up a lot of our, they're realizing, a lot of the things that we do is actually great for their hair, too. That's what they're realizing.
So even black people was cooking me. Black people was in there like, anybody can wear bonnet. Who is this? Who is this? Blah, blah, blah. My niece texted me like, Uncle, I was in there defending you. She had 4 separate screenshots where she was going to town with them people. I said, baby girl, I didn't even know this was happening. And I feel like, you know, I need to shut my mouth and move on.
I wish I didn't.
My eyes didn't see.
I didn't even see the fat man comment. The fat woman comment. My husband was like, look at what this nigga done said. I was like, I would have never seen it.
And you know what? I'd be checking the comments, checking the quotes to get a pulse on the stuff.
Why you need a pulse? Your bank account should be the pulse you're looking at. I think you're probably good and healthy.
Amen. God is blessed.
Okay.
And I need to just let it go. Because you cannot win. I need to shut up. I need to move on. So in my mind, I'm actually grateful for this interaction because I realize even proving somebody wrong ain't enough. Chandler Moore said this, and I put this on my Instagram the other day. Even like, I'm going to prove you wrong energy is still rooted in people pleasing. Yeah. Because you're still looking for validation. Even the proving of them wrong is validation. 100%. I'm going to continue to do that internally. But I need to draw back because I feel like as my career ascends, the hate Kev gon' grow. Yeah. It's already growing. And as the things that are happening in the background start to become public, he gonna be less and less funny. I don't even understand. He ain't funny to me. One lady, and this is when I said, okay, now we got to stop. Everybody got to stop. She said, Kev on stage is not sexy. He is not a sex symbol like he thinks. Who has ever saw this body and said, that ain't no sex symbol? Wow.
Why you gotta move like that, though?
You got to see this sex symbol.
Hey.
This sex symbol, Josh.
What symbol, though?
Yes, he is. Thrust. Montgomery Ward. Thrust. You think this ain't sexy? In Polynesian culture, I'm a small man.
In Polynesian. In Chick-fil-A Polynesian sauce. Culture.
But Angel, how long you know me? When have I ever came? Now I know I'm handsome. You lying if you say I ain't. But I ain't never said this nigga just
you
pure
said
sexy.
All the time.
Sexy.
You said there's you, Shamar Moore, and the dark skinned nigga, Morris Chestnut, and
Morris
then
Chestnut, the Boris Aaron, Kojo, and me,
and Aaron Pierre, that's Mufasa. That's
that
it.
Me, Moose Fasa, and Cam.
Yeah, and a little bit of Usher.
And a little bit of Usher Raymond giving them cherries to that lady. Did you see that video?
The woman that Erica Campbell ended up running into? Which lady? He done done it so many times.
The lady who had sex with him with her eyes. She was like, I made a video about it. Did Erica Campbell run into her? I didn't see this.
She ran into somebody. But I was about to do show y'all something. You can pull it up.
Show me.
I went and did yoga on Sunday, right? Ooh. And we did, I don't know what the pose is, but you start off in a high plank and you slowly lower. Usually, I lower until gravity just says, bitch, you coming down. I was able to fight gravity the entire time and do a low. Let me show you.
Show us, Angel, and you better work.
It might not.
I believe in you.
Because I did work out today.
Also, I don't know what you are talking about, so I need to see it. What's happening?
The chairs.
Oh, okay. We got too many things in here.
Okay. I just need space.
We can see you.
Hold.
Are you holding yourself up?
Yeah, my titties ain't even on the ground. Now they are. I was so shocked.
Angel, but you did that.
Yeah.
Strong.
I'm strong. Fat but strong.
And that's what I told him.
Yeah.
I said I'm just fat, man.
Yeah, chaturanga. Thank
chaturanga.
You.
Chaturanga.
Chaturanga. Oh. Something like that. Chaturanga. Too. Tim. Plank.
So that's my lesson and my challenge for myself. I got to just let it roll off my big back. And this is the other thing about the internet. When you do push-ups, if you go, you finna do Sierra?
Yeah, that's just asking. Go ahead. You keep talking.
If you do your push-ups and your elbows are out, they'd be like, you need to tuck them in.
You can do them either way.
I know. If you tuck them in, people are going to be like, your elbows are too close. Everybody shut up talking to me.
Different workouts.
Yeah, let's do it, Angel. Let's see why you do the Sierra thing. Make sure everything is good. We don't want you on that motorcycle. Ham hocks all out in the world. Just double check before. First, Angel, double check. Because what if they see your butt now?
They saw your belly button.
Yeah, but that ain't. Is that it? You can do all the stuff. You can do all things.
I mean, now that hurt my twat. Twat ain't wet as my. You twat ain't wet as my. I'm telling you, that's the new song.
Now okay. Do a handstand.
Now then the pussy's coming out. And these are not great draws. These draws is old. I'll move the chair. I was just going to read the ad.
I'll probably walk through that.
All right, you guys.
That was a crazy top 15, Josh.
So glad. All the things we talked about. Being the prime athletes that me and Kevin are, as you all saw, and even Josh, you know, y'all see me do my Euro step layup.
Ooh.
Makes a company like Prize Picks the type of place that I love to be at. Prize Picks is the best place to turn your sports knowledge into cash. And y'all know my knowledge is plentiful. With millions of members, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. And you pick more or less on at least two players for a shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long with Prize Picks. Listen, we here, and here's the thing. We love the Prize Picks. That's why we've been partnering with them for so long, because they do make fantasy sports and being able to like get in on the game so much easier. Even you don't have to be a sports expert like I am. You don't have to know about all these women that we got hanging up everywhere, all the men that play all the different sports and throw balls and dunk them. You don't need to know all that to be able to play and have a good time and win up to 2,000 times your cash, okay? Cash in on basketball's playoffs with Prize Picks. Don't miss your last chance to add your favorite players from the court to your Prize Picks lineup. Whether it's points, rebounds, assists, take your pick of more or less for your shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash today. Turn your playoff hot takes into tickets to basketball's championship series. Starting with the play-in round, every lineup you make on Prize Picks will enter you in the Take Two Ticket Sweepstakes, which could get you in a plus one to a VIP trip to the ship. Yes, baby, you know you want that. Prize Picks is the best place to win cash while watching sports. Join millions of users and sign up today. Listen, you guys, on Tuesdays, every Tuesday's Prize Pick will discount several projections on the board, usually up by 15% to 25%. Also, on Fridays, okay, make sure you opt in and tap the checkbox in your lineup builder to be eligible for a protected play. Choose squares from any game on the board. If your lineup does not win, you get your net losses back in promo funds to your promo limit as soon as the lineup settles. I'm going to tell y'all a little bit more, and then we just going to tell you what you need to do.
Okay? Tell the people what they need to do, Angel.
All right. Okay. Listen, the basketball playoffs are here, and the action is heating up on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports. Don't miss your chance to add your favorite players from the ice in Prize Picks lineups, whether it's goals, points, or hits. You can, like I said, take more or less for your shot for up to 2,000 times your cash today. Download the app today and use code SK,
SK.
To get $50 all, $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code SK,
SK.
To get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
Don't walk.
Well, it was a lot of things in yellow.
That's a lot of words.
All
it
right.
Was a lot of things in yellow.
Angel, I want to know,
yes,
why can't Tasha Cobbs post a picture of her husband grabbing her booty?
Because that's
and
not
post
saved.
It on Instagrams.
That's not saved. That's not what the Lord wants. The
well,
Lord,
the Lord said the marriage bed undefiled. You mean grabbing booty
Instagram is not the marriage bed.
Huh?
Instagram ain't the marriage bed.
But you got to show people what you did in the marriage bed.
Well, they did more than that. So if either you're going to do it all, like Deval and Kadeem.
I'm about to say, they must not be saved.
That's undefiled. The Valakadid ain't take their kissing down.
No, because they showed everything.
He
went into her on the Instagram. If Tasha did that, then that's wedding bed undefiled.
I said I saw it on Will Johnson's Instagram, and then I seen it down to the threads again.
And she was Tasha Cobbs had her booty all grabbed up by a man.
He said, "I'm break every chain."
That's not a chain. That's a thong.
Break it. Anything that's being held on to, break it. You can't even grab a little booty amongst friends.
No.
Amongst kinsmen, redeemer.
No.
What's the point of having Boaz if he can't grab your booty now?
No, that's not what Boaz is supposed to do.
He needs to.
No, he's supposed to go.
He needs to grab
there.
It like a six pack. Go whole with the thumb and go just like you crack
that's
it open.
That's not a butt anymore. You're grabbing the crotch.
Grab it like a six pack. That's how you hold a can of six pack beer. And you turn it upside down.
But you're no longer grabbing her monkey. That's not a
like
butt.
A six. That's it. Grab it like a six pack.
But I thought you said he grabbed her butt.
He did, but he was wrenched around and you got the.
Oh, you saying like that.
Yeah, grab it like a six pack.
But you said, I thought you said you put the thumb in the butthole. That's why I was confused.
That's like the things that you grab the, you know, the little plastic that be getting the turtles in the oven.
So I can figure this out.
Don't defile him now. He's new and he don't have no legs.
So the
no, one hand. Yes.
Yeah, that's not what he did.
No, but that's what he was trying to do.
No, he wasn't. He was holding her, groping her like that.
I know, but he was, just listen to me and let me be right.
That don't make no sense, Kevin. You're talking
I'm
about
sorry.
Two different things. You talking
my
about
point
grabbing
is, Christians, why y'all take all the fun out of booty grabbing?
That's the whole purpose of Christianity.
And then them girls went and down to the fun. Did you see that? The girls went to...
About.
They went skating and they made Christian rugs.
Oh,
they made Christian rugs and they did, and they went to church. And
what is a Christian rug?
It's like a cross.
Oh, they made
it on TikTok. The Christian said, the girl said, "We going to Atlanta." I think it was in Atlanta. We gonna do Christian.
That's safe talk.
We gonna have fun without having sin
in Atlanta.
I think it was Atlanta. Yeah, it was because they went to a skating rink. A Cascade is in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, but why okay, they didn't go to Atlanta?
They were going on vacation.
But if no, Atlanta is for sin. Why?
No,
go to
Atlanta is for
Atlanta
church.
Atlanta in Vegas no. is for sin.
Atlanta's for wings and the Lord.
Strippers.
They might have
a
club or
two. Strippers are at the wing shops.
But are they making rugs for them to wear?
No, they're making rugs to walk on. And it was funny because. One contingent of people was like, "You don't have to be like this. Christians suck the fun out of everything." And then there was Christian people in their comments that were saying, "Y'all got crop tops on." I said, "You can't do nothing. You literally can't do nothing."
Okay, rugs and not having sex, but why can't I see your navel?
Why
your whore?
Babies to wear us stockings and a hoodie.
Yes. Why are you acting like you don't understand? Why is the seat higher? Why? What is happening to
you? Are you okay, Angel?
No.
What's wrong?
There we go.
Do you usually sit that low?
No, but the chair kept getting stuck, and that was pissing me off.
But you look little now.
I am little. I'm petite, unlike what that man said. I'm very little.
So that thing, comments never get to you ever?
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, I want to respond. But most of the time, I don't see them.
Well, if you don't see them, that's easy. But when you see them.
When I see them.
When you see one.
I go, and then I move on.
So does it ever get under your skin?
Nothing gets onto my skin to the point where it festers longer than a couple of minutes.
So, okay, as a friend of mine, we could say we're friends. Could we say that?
Can we?
Co-workers. Work friends, not real friends. Josh and Angel are just my work friends.
Wait until. I can't tell y'all nothing now, but y'all hear why we're not friends.
We're just work friends. Let's just be honest about it. We're just work friends.
Uh-huh. Yeah, true.
As my work friend who only knows me through work, what would you tell me? I see comment. I want to defend my honor. What should I do?
Don't offend it. Don't defend it.
But what do I do? The energy is there.
Uh-huh.
What do I do with the residual defending energy? I will not.
Mm-hmm. Pray for him on live.
I will not.
Show the comment.
I don't want good things to happen to him.
I didn't say pray for good things.
Pray negative.
I would say.
God struck him down?
I have done that before, but no.
Does it feel good? Even if you know God probably not going to do it, it would be like, ooh, it felt good.
No, my God will do it.
Your God will do it? I want an anvil to fall on him like a loaded God.
He said vengeance is here. His. Come on.
I want pianos falling down off on the his sky. Head
like it's a damn cartoon, Lord. You know what? What I try to do is tap into the thing that doesn't really exist in me, which is the empath. And I go, golly, how miserable their life must be.
I don't think, here's my truth. I don't think people's lives are miserable.
I actually do.
Dude, I don't. I think they genuinely don't like me or
thing. No. Because you know why? And this might be naive of me. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who I think... Oh, I see videos where I think people are disgusting. I see videos where I think people are legitimately stupid.
I see that a lot, too. And I don't even mean this negatively. I genuinely think people are dumb.
Yeah.
Like, not smart, like got bad grades.
And I really am like, damn. But I never have I thought, let me put negative energy in their way of their day by putting a negative comment. I feel like people who have a lot of times the time to post, especially on things that don't actually affect them, they are trying to find some place to put the negative energy that's in their life.
Do you think so?
I honestly do, because I feel like energy is not, there's no energy that's being created. The energy exists. You know what I'm saying? And so some of us are picking up more negative energy. And instead of finding a way to fill ourselves up with more positive energy, we're just trying to figure out a way to pour the negative energy that we have onto somebody else. And then we just go pick up some more negative energy and we just keep placing it everywhere.
So I need to not add, because I guess I can't respond positively. Yeah. I can only meet them with negative energy. So I need to just ignore.
Yeah. It's almost like, you know what... you know what Tab did when, and I'm not saying do this, but it is in essence the same thing. When Wendy Williams.
Yeah. I hope love finds you and holds you tight.
Yeah. But she really was like, how sad it must be that you don't know a real type of love. It's really, because it's just like, that's where that's coming from. When people are like, well, he's probably cheating on you. It's because you've never experienced any type of wholesome relationship that you think every man is going to leave you.
I like what you're saying.
So for him, it's like there's no way, because either he's really focused on his body and his value is very much so attached to how he looks. He believes there's no way that you could have any strength or any discipline when it comes to your own body.
Yes.
If you look like that. So I'm just going to put that energy out there on him.
Okay.
Because I believe.
But does that equal miserable to you?
Because that's misery to me. If I have to connect my value to how I look all the time.
Yeah.
That's misery.
I like what you're saying.
I mean, personally, nobody else has to agree with it, but if the thing is like, if I think the thing might stick on me, I try, the better version of myself tries to go, for them to feel this, they must have this thing happening right now. And to feel it and to vocalize it.
So That's interesting, just on this subject, not related to the person, but I don't attach my value to how I look at all. Like, mm-hmm. That's why I don't have no problem taking my shirt off because, yeah. I mean, I know what I see myself naked every time. I'd be like, there's something be there. Them titties be sitting. Mm-hmm. And even as I started to lose weight, I'd be like, oh, cool. But even if I had a six pack of abs, you couldn't tell me that I would take my shirt off more or less because it come off now, right? Mm-hmm. But to your point, I don't actually mind people not thinking I'm funny, right? I have a very specific brand. I truly don't. I'm not insane. Like, I don't care. I truly don't care. Like, I know who my audience is. What I think is always interesting when it goes viral is Kev on stage funny to y'all? That to me is like, other people have to agree with me. My thing is, if you don't like me, stand alone in your 10 toes. You Jon Snow pulling out the sword with the whole horses running at you. Total aside. Have you watched The Studio on Apple?
Yes.
How many episodes have you watched?
Three. I got to the one with Olivia.
Olivia Wilde.
Yeah.
Angel, what do you think of the show?
It's white people. And they are definitely funny. The episode with Nigga Bird.
Anthony Mackie.
Anthony Mackie.
Ron Howard, The Note.
That one I absolutely thought was funny.
Yes.
Sometimes, though, it gives me a little bit too much Larry David with the get y'all shit together because you're pissing me off. The one that was dope, it irritated me but was dope at the same time because I think they shot it in
the
Warner.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
I was like, that's fucking impressive. You all shot a 23-minute episode without any cuts.
They had cuts.
Yes. But
I had to look it up because it looked like a Warner. They shot over 4 days and they used the whip pans to hide it, which they said in the thing. I think it's so freeing to be able to make the show. That is obviously a show that he wanted to make. Mm-hmm. Apple gave him the money to make it exactly the way they want. It's a comedy with a budget of being shot like a drama. Mm-hmm. You don't let comedies have that much camera work.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen a comedy have a Warner for more than a second. If that was like watching that war movie 1917 or whatever it was. I don't know if you watched it. The whole thing was supposed to look like a one shot. Love war.
That movie was exhausting. It was cool.
But anyway, I think you're right. I think this is my new challenge to myself to avoid all bait of negativity, to not defend my honor. My pledge to me, Kevin, and to the stage crew, and to my work friends, Josh and Angel, who, if we didn't work together, would not speak to each other ever. Maybe Instagram stories. I do love your, I love your 30 minutes in.
Okay, oh, I got that from you.
I know. Even though you did some episodes before me.
I said, who did this Mexican man get this from? Who did this Spanish guy get it from? And then it was,
those were just photos in cities. But you really put it together, Kev.
Josh, when you did the Richmond one and you took that picture of, it looked like a abandoned area and there was like a plant in the brick.
Oh, that was right out. Yes.
I said, this is your ZOG, dare I say. This might be your zone of genius. Wow. Because your eye sees things that other people would not find interest in. Mm-hmm. I would never, the pictures you take, I would see that and I'd be like, this looks gross. And keep going.
And the edit of the pictures is very nice too. Tonally, they look so pretty. I literally thought I should go and try to take photos and it'll look like stupid shit.
When I did that, I'm going to troll Josh and do it for Philly. First of all, what the hell? It takes forever.
Oh my God.
And I didn't even edit my photos.
No, it's legit a project every single time.
Joshua, it took me hours.
I can tell yours took a long time. His seemed quick.
That's his own of genius, not mine.
It still takes me like...
You can't tell my
dick. It'll still take, on average, like not even including the walk, the edit will take me at least 1.5 to 2 hours.
I was in there just putting those doggone pictures over white. I literally was about to be like, I'm done with this.
Well, you stopped. I noticed there was a point where you stopped putting them.
Sat in that hotel room. I was like, the joke's not even funny anymore.
Yeah.
But you were too late. You were committed.
I'm so close to the end. I only told myself that I'm only finishing this because I've already taken. I literally spent a whole day doing that. And also, mine was not 30 minutes. I was walking around for like 3.5 hours.
Oh no, I've definitely stuck in some longer ones. Like New York, I went from Canal Street to to the meatpacking district to
one
I stretched out a little bit, but it's still the let me see what I can do within this time period.
No, I don't like to walk.
What took me out when you were like, I got 30 minutes.
I know. You put on yes.
three. And then when I saw that, I said, in my mind, this is 30, because in my eye.
It is.
That is. You just did that it backwards. That is it. You read 30 in front of you.
You read it in the camera.
You read it like that.
I read it in the camera. And when I look back at it, I said, this is stupid. This is dumb. And then I took a picture of a jail. And then I was like, I don't know if I should post this, but I did post it. Because I had never seen a federal detention center in the middle of a city like that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I was like, why are these windows? This is jail. And a black lady was walking by. And as I was looking at it, I was like, this looks like, she was like, jail? And I didn't say that out loud. I was just looking. She was like, yeah, it's a jail, Kev. Can we get this picture? I said,
yeah. But yes, Kevin, you got to start realizing that their comment is not about them, about you. It's about them.
People have said that maybe I don't think you're wrong. I do agree with you. People have been saying this, and the Patreon was saying that too, that I need to let it go. I've been saying this for years, and I truly have. But I do believe if I'm going to be successful, I really got to let it go. Or otherwise, I'll be spending all my time defending myself, and I don't have time for that.
No.
It's better when I don't see it. But I don't. Until this moment, I don't think I never really subscribe to people are miserable and they're just sad and they only need this. But I think you made a point today with the whole body image thing that I had not thought about. Mm-hmm. Right. And I also think sometimes the way I think I rarely talk about things that I don't like, that I don't like. Mm-hmm. It's just rare. I spend my time talking about things I do like most of the time. But it never occurred to me that that comment could come from a place of how that person sees the world.
Yeah, it's always the case. This is the reason why, as big as I am, when I put on that onesie, I don't get a bunch of hate, not from my audience or anybody else, because most women want to be that free with their body. No, none of us really want to be caught up in our size. And I get caught up in my size. I purposefully wear a onesie just so I can stop bullshitting like this is not the body I'm in.
Right.
Like, for real. Because I could easily wear sweats and stuff and then be sitting there pulling down my shirt.
Pulling down your shirt like the fat nigga.
Yes, exactly.
We're going to die and pull that shirt down.
Exactly. But I'm like, bitch, you got a belly. And it's okay. It's okay. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Maybe one day it'll go. Maybe it won't.
And maybe it won't.
But the niggas will sometimes have a problem, but that's because niggas in their own misogyny don't want women not to care about how they look. They don't want women. They don't want women to get comfortable in their own bodies. They want women to always be that thing.
Understood. Copy.
They don't want us to be like, you nigga, you fat too. We just gonna be fat together. What the fuck are you talking about? They don't want that.
They don't.
They want to be the only ones looking pregnant and not being pregnant. They said, we can't both do this, but we are.
Yes.
We are.
I love this. So hold me to it, work friends. And to who the Patreon said that I don't mean that. I do mean that. I'm using it against Angel, who says it all the time. And Josh says it sometimes. They kiki. Work friends.
Well, you know what? This is what it is. Kevin is busy right now. And then Kevin also, I find out a lot of stuff with y'all.
It's true.
That's no cap.
No cap.
It is. Listen, I'm young.
No cap.
I'm keeping it a buck, okay? All right? And we be finding out and having to be like, oh, that's so great. I didn't tell y'all. I know I told you guys. I told you. And I'm like,
in my mind, I told you.
And
I told Angel and Josh something today. Mm-hmm. And Josh was like, that's a good friend. He almost ate it out of work friend stuff. He said something along the lines of,
I was doing something, though.
Yeah.
I didn't get to complete the thought. No, but go ahead and lead it, and I'll clean it up after.
Josh is just so much sweeter than
Josh said something along the lines of, thanks, Kev. I know you're busy, but I appreciate you taking the time out to let us know this.
Wait a minute. But no. Let's go back. Kevin was like, I want to do better at telling you all things. So start off with how you did.
That. Yes, yeah, you opened the door.
I said, I want to do better about telling you things.
Actually, you cracked it open, and Angel and I were just like.
But go ahead.
And I put a pinky toe in there, and I told Angel and Josh before, and a few of my other friends, because it's either Mel, Greg, and Melissa, and 10 people, or
10 people.
Mel, Greg, like y'all, Tony, whoever else, or Mel, Greg, and Melissa, and nobody else.
Right.
And in my mind, once I tell, I mean, Melissa always knows because she's either in the chat or the email or the phone call. So we tell Mel and Greg. Low-key, Mel and Greg have been like, nigga, when did this happen? And I'm like, I told y'all. They'd be like, you did not.
You didn't. You didn't say
us this.
You didn't say a damn thing.
Yeah. So anyway, and then, so Josh was sweet and great and perfect and handsome and Mexican. And Angel was like, nigga.
She said, speak for yourself.
Because Josh was like, let me say, Josh was like, it's okay, Kevin. We know you're busy. Thanks for sharing. It's okay. I said, speak for yourself. Nigga, you better. I said, the only reason we can call ourselves friends, since I don't see you out of work, is that we share. We share our failures. We share our successes. We share life experiences. So, nigga, you gonna have to share if we gonna be friends.
Right.
And then he rolled his eyes. And then Josh was like, eyes. That's right. He was like, that's right, Angel. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, because I pay my five for Patreon. You I am a stage five. Crew. But you damn it, is that what I am? Is that all I am?
Yes.
He said, yes, bitch, you stage crew that happens to have a job.
I know we're all over the place today, but y'all know if we don't shoot the podcast at 9 a.m., we got the day on us.
About to tell you about Ava. Interest rates are brutal right now. If your car payments and credit card bills are squeezing your budget, a higher credit score can save you thousands every year. Ava can help with that. Ava is a credit building app that makes it super simple to improve your credit fast so you can get better rates on loans, pay off debt faster, and keep money in your pocket. Let me tell you how many decisions that are important to you will be based off of what your credit looks like.
Tell them, Angel.
Potentially where you live, potentially the car that you drive, even where you might go to school. All of this is very much so contingent on what does your credit score look like. So to have a company like Ava helping so that we can have a lot more options at our fingertips when we want to make those big decisions is something that you cannot pass up. Joining Ava gives you access to all of Ava's credit building tools starting at just $6 a month. For just $6 a month, you could potentially save thousands. There's no credit check, no interest, and no fees. Ava is the highest rated credit building app with thousands of 5-star reviews. It's the only credit building app rated excellent on Trustpilot and an A+ with Better Business Bureau. Don't let your credit hold you back another day. Grow your credit score fast with Ava. Download the Ava app, spelled AVA, today.
AVA.
And when you join using our promo code THING, you'll get your first month free. This offer is only for our listeners. Get the Ava app and use promo code THING to get your first month free. That's promo code THING. Thanks to Ava. And now go get yourself good credit.
Get yourself good credit. All right. Before we close, we got to talk about Philip Michael Thomas, pastor from Atlanta. 2819, I believe, is the name of his church. He has been viral a couple of different times. I think it's the first time we were covering him. Mm. We are talking about this viral clip that if you have not heard, you will hear now.
Blaming white cops for the killing of black kids. Instead, teach your black children to be obedient towards authority. And I don't care if most of y'all are black. You need to teach your children to obey authority. We need to teach our sons and daughters to obey authority. We need to teach our children to not fight against authority, not fight against cops, not rebel. Be model citizens. Stop being rebellious towards authority. Be submitted to laws and ordinances. Stop parking in handicapped spaces unless you want a reason to park there. Pay your taxes and stop cheating on your documents. Mm. I'm gonna go deep. I'm about to get everybody mad. Stop bending your numbers. Watch. The Lord said, give back to Caesar what belongs to him. That is, be submitted to governmental authority. See, now watch. I see all of y'all looking at me. You know why you're looking at me like that? Because you don't read. After Jesus is resurrected, I don't care. When I was 15 years old, I'm walking up Hollis. I'm walking down Hollis in Queens. And an Italian cop drove right by me. And I locked eyes with the cop, and we stared at each other. He drove by. My ego and his ego. No cameras, no iPhones, no social media, no recordings. And then he says one word to me. Listen to what he says to me. This is what he says to me. He says to me, watch, say something. And in that moment, I hear the voice of my mom and my father. Son, obey authority. Son, respect your elders. Son, don't be in trouble out there with the police. Son, make sure you listen to people when they talk. And I can hear them, blah, 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 blah. No. And in that moment, with that Glock pressed to my head, I got to make a decision. Either my ego is going to be strong, God, or my submission to authority is going to be stronger than my ego. And if I have not been taught to obey authority, and because I'm not saved, I'm separated from God now for all eternity. By a cop's bullet. Why?
Jesus.
Because my ego was stronger than my submission. I don't care. Stop blaming what...
Angel, as a black woman, I'd love to hear your thoughts first. And also, I think I said Philip Michael Thomas. It's Philip...
Michael Thomas.
Mitchell. Philip Michael Thomas is Miami Vice.
I know.
Pastor Philip Mitchell is 28-19. I don't know how I said that. Miami Vice on the brand. Angel, please. I'm curious. We have not talked about this yet.
The predecessor to... Niggas with mics, meaning podcast, is niggas in the pulpit. That is the grandma is the baby. That is what the hell he is to the men who have podcast mics that say whatever the hell they want to. That is what he is doing in the pulpit. And he really believes what he's saying. That's what's more crazy. I feel like a lot of times niggas with podcast mics, a lot of times they don't actually believe what they're saying. Mm. They just want to say something outrageous to go.
Yeah. Your clicks.
Yeah. They want hate. They want you to, what they call it? Rage bait. They want to rage bait you. This man truly believes that submitting to racist white cops is the issue, that there is a lack of submission. And that is why black children, black men, black women, and other people of color are dying at the hands of racist cops. And I'm not even going to say white cops, because let me tell you, it be all of them that be acting a damn fool. And it's a shame that he's been put in a place of authority, and that these sheep are, yes, yes, pastor, yes, yes. It's just so shameful. So shameful. It's the dumb, but you know what? That is where we find ourselves a lot of times as Christians. What's so crazy is that wasn't the place of the, that wasn't the stance of the church back in the,
civil rights.
Yeah, civil rights. They were very resistant. They were very much so like, you're not going to keep doing this to us. So to see us become these docile, just, yes, up, going back. Just makes
forget
no civil sense.
Rights. Let's go back to antebellum.
Let's go right on back.
Here's what I want to say.
Get it out.
It is not true. No. If it were true, that would be one thing. Mm-hmm. It is not true.
Yep.
We have countless examples where we have seen the footage. The police pulled up and killed Tamir Rice within 10 seconds of opening the car door. They shot him. Can't think of the guy's name. I believe John. Shot in the Walmart. Didn't even know what was happening. Okay. Sandra Bland. Philando Castile. Following instructions.
Fully.
Following instructions.
Fully.
No ego, no arguing with the police, no nothing. Hands up, I don't have nothing. You want me to go into the glove compartment? I will. Breonna Taylor.
Yeah.
John Crawford. Thank you, Patreon. Breonna Taylor in Louisville, shot by police, sleep in her bed. Fred Hampton, assassinated by police.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King, assassinated by the U.S. government. It is not true. You don't, in a lot of these cases, they didn't even have a chance to argue or not.
No.
George Floyd. It's not, and those are just the ones we know where we've seen
exactly.
The body cam footage. Mm. It is not true. By and large, police, and this is not only to black people. This has happened to all races. We're talking about black people because that's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. But police over-exercise their authority, shoot first, ask questions later, often, or give confusing instructions. The lady who had the pot of water, I can't remember her name, Elijah in Colorado, I believe, Elijah McClain, mm-hmm. who was autistic.
Yeah.
Don't even have a chance. So yeah. Wildly, Sonia Massey, thank you. Eric Garner, by and large, it's not because people are fighting or arguing with police.
And even if they were, I be seeing these white people spit in cops' faces and they're like, hey, cut it out. Hey, cut it out. I'm getting angry. No.
And you can't take your one experience and the way you acted with the police. He had a gun to your head, ego. That might have been your occurrence, right? And that might be true for you. That doesn't mean that blanketedly applies to black people all over the United States of America,
and
sir.
The fact that he thinks him obeying is what got him out of that. That man had a dinner appointment. That's the reason why he didn't get shot, and he didn't want to have to wash his clothes. That's probably why. It had nothing to do with him not saying anything. He was like, say something else. Oh, shit, my wife. Got to get home to her. He really thinks because he heard his parents.
Yeah.
And that's what kept him. No. No, that's not what kept you.
Sean Bell. The fact that we have these names memorized as black people. This is a small sample size. It is dangerous rhetoric. And yeah. What's worse, he has a huge platform.
Of course.
And it's wildly dangerous.
Of course.
And it is flat out incorrect.
Yes.
It's just not true.
It's incorrect. And it's like you said, it's dangerous to make people believe, oh, if you just comply, baby, if you the wrong color to the other person, nothing you do is complying.
Your skin is the weapon.
You could literally say, oh, yes, sir. I never do nothing. They'll steal. If they have.
You mocking me?
Yeah.
Are you mocking me?
It doesn't
get out of the car.
Matter.
Get in the car. Hands up, hands down. He's got a gun, pal.
It doesn't matter what it is. When the other person wants to take your life, it doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah.
I hope he sits down. I don't even want to hear an apology. I want him to come up out that pulpit. I do.
Take a sabbatical.
I want him to come up out that dang on pulpit fully. And I don't care how good he preaches the word. I know a lot of ministers who can preach their asses off and also hand their dick over to so many people all the time. They need to sit down too.
Oh my God.
He needs to sit down. I don't even believe in this whole, it's either all or nothing. There are people who are so good at the gift of preaching, but are just idiots in other ways.
And the thing is, I saw somebody I follow was like, past 2819 church is under attack, please pray. Sometimes your pastor is just ill-informed and their video goes viral. Sometimes people are fans of them or indifferent or never heard of him or her and are just calling out wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't personally believe the devil has to be activated for a person to hear that message and say, he's wrong about that. Yeah. I don't think that's the enemy, right? I just think we cannot allow any people, pastors, presidents, we cannot assume that because you have a position of authority, you can never be wrong about something or ill-informed or undereducated. Mm-hmm. And because this is one of the things I've learned about having a big platform, when you have a big platform, you are better off not speaking about things that you're ill-informed about than yelling wrong stuff. And because you're a pastor of a growing church, that church goes viral. They get viral on TikTok all the time. It reminds me of All Nations pastor from a few years ago, Stevenson, when All Nations was going crazy, was going viral, and they were opening all these things. It reminds me of, like, that was their moment, right? Or, I mean, that's happened. First of all, this is what it feels like to get old. You remember people blowing up.
Is he that? Is All Nations gone? Is they still?
They ain't gone, but they ain't as.
What happened because of them vibrators?
Vibrators!
Was it that? That
I don't even know.
It really shook things up.
But they are not as popular as they used to. A lot of those churches that were open are not open anymore. There's still some, but they ain't closed the doors.
Yes, come on, Josh. I missed this. We don't get this as much on the internet web when we together.
Oh! But my point is, it's okay to say, hey, let me pull your coattail. That's what we used to call it in church. Mm-hmm. Let me pull your coattail and sit you down and say, our first podcast episode, Lecrae, White Blessings, Austin Channing Brown pulled Lecrae's coattail and said, my brother, in love, you are wrong about this. Let me help you understand. I have been wrong about stuff. I'm not pastoring a church, nor ever will I ever, because
that's
y'all
what
not.
You're
no, I, and that's, I, Kev, and
you, I don't. I think the late part of your career.
Oh, you definitely gonna
is
be
quite
out
an
here.
Opportunity. Hold on, let me turn your mic down. I gotta finish what I'm saying.
Hell no. Hell no. I say nigga.
I don't think you'll say it from the pulpit. See, you niggas
need. They be cussing in some churches
Jesus,
now.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
But no, you would still
nigga,
say
nigga. Trinidad James.
Listen,
I'm not pastoring.
The fact your tour went into the church is just one step. There's just one step closer. Because you had your tour inside of a church, God is just leading you one step closer.
The Lord is going to have a whale swallow me on land.
And when
the whale's gonna have to bust through this and bite me
like the Kool-Aid man. Oh yeah, and just bite you,
because I'm gonna be hard-headed. He gonna have to burn.
Oh yeah,
but the whale gonna have to be on feet and be like, I speak English. The Lord says start a church, because y'all niggas not finna drive me crazy and make everything I do be wrong.
Your first granddaughter is gonna say it. Your first granddaughter, she gonna be like, pop, you pastor,
and I'm gonna be like, shut the hell up, and I ain't your granddad. Nigga baby. And you're a nigga baby.
You a nigga
you're
baby.
You coon.
No, you're not going to say that
I'm
to
I'm going
to
cancel
baby.
Myself first. I'm not going the gospel artist to pastor you pipeline.
Are. Oh, you are.
No, I'm not.
This is the thing. This is the real thing. You know, everybody talks about to whom much is given, much is required. When you are in a... This is what really pisses me off about this man in particular. Because he's not just trying to give out his opinion. He's giving out instruction. He said, you all need to stop.
Because you don't read.
Yes, he did. I was like, you don't like black people, is what you're saying. You actually are trying to get us
out
here.
Read.
He's like, you all need to stop blaming white cops for killing black children. He is giving an instruction.
Yeah.
The difference between you and him, other than you becoming a pastor later in life, is that a lot of times...
Nigga!
Even in our big, bold opinions on this podcast, because that's what makes it a podcast, we're giving bold opinions on things, trying to do comedic takes. We're not really trying to instruct y'all on anything.
We're just giving opinions.
And so when our opinion strikes a chord that is right or wrong in your spirit, most of the time we're not telling you to do anything. Mm-hmm. It's our take on something. He is literally telling people, you all need to start instructing your children to comply with authority.
Yes.
Even if that authority has no type of sense, has only ill will, you are telling them to do that. There's so many ways in how that is so freaking wrong that I don't think we even have time in this podcast to go through. You setting up kids to be molested. You setting up women to be raped. You setting up so many things to tell people just
because what about
comply.
People in position of authority who are abusing their power, which is often what is happening when police kill black people.
That's exactly what the hell is happening.
They are abusing their power and they're abusing their authority. And if you just blindly submit to that, and listen, we got black sons, Angel. It's tough to tell your black children, you're going to have a black baby too. That's crazy.
God willing.
Little black baby. If he has hair like me, you come sit in Uncle Kev. But you got to teach these kids how to navigate the world in which the world sees them.
If he has hair like you, there's a lot of issues that we're going through.
No, I can come from Imar's side. I'm not bald. I mean, how I used to have it.
Yeah, but
your baby come out
hair,
bald.
Imar's hair don't look like your hair.
I know, but her dad, it could be coming in like
black.
Oh,
I don't know what
boy.
Her daddy looked like, so you're right.
He looked like Kev.
Yeah.
All you can eat, nigga, that baby gonna look like your nephew.
First of all, if her dad was at my family reunion, I'd be like, Uncle, how you? I kid you not.
I just assume he was a light, bright man like Josh.
No, he's brown.
Oh, that baby might come out with the hair like yours.
And Josh's baby gonna be able to say nigga. And you won't, and you still won't. And you tell him it's okay, and Uncle Kev said he can't. But my point is, we have to teach our children how to navigate the world.
Yes.
Even though my son's friends are children of color, I'd be having to tell them, you are black.
Right.
Your homeboys are Mexican, Panamanian. You are black. Now, there ain't many of them that are white. There's a few. But the difference, if there's a police interaction, brother, you public enemy number one. And here's having to tell my kids, having to explain to them about Tamir Rice, how do you tell a child who's 12, 14, how to navigate a situation where the adult has a gun on you? How do you tell them how to respond to that? Even if you do everything right, you still might get killed. Right. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's very invalidating to the actual way America works. In a great country where everything was safe, it'd be one thing, like I said at the top, if that were the truth. But my good brother, far from it.
It is. And it's just a shame that he believes it. And there are a lot of black people who actually believe this type of rhetoric. And it's sad because it's not honestly going to save people.
No.
There is never one tactic that is going to get you out of a situation where someone in authority means to do you harm.
Bingo. Bingo.
So now this man.
Philip Michael Thomas, Miami Vice.
He needs to sit down. He needs to sit down and he needs to do like they be doing with the cops. We're going to take a
sensitivity training.
Yeah, sensitivity training so that you can understand. I think because he thinks that he might not have grown up in a great area, that he understands the dynamic that is happening between black people and cops. But I feel like he is out of touch.
Absolutely. And I think it's okay and I hope somebody that he listens to says, hey, pastor, you're wrong about this. And I hope he listens. And I would hope to say, I would hope his platform would include a like, y'all, I said some stuff that ain't exactly true. I don't know that it will happen. I wouldn't be surprised if it didn't. I don't know that man from anybody in the world. Mm-hmm. But I would hope somebody in Atlanta or somebody that knows him could be like, brother, let me tell you what, you wrong about this. And let me tell you why. And I hope he could heed that word.
One last thing I want to say, Kevin, I'm so sorry. This is what these ministers are saying, knowing that there are cameras doing Facebook Lives, knowing that they are recording for things to go out on the internet. Can you imagine if, again, with these, the way they are preaching, some of them are preaching now, if there were no more live streaming, the craziness that would come about.
I can't imagine, Angel, because I grew up in a church with no cameras.
Exactly.
It's actually, I say this all the time with my videos, nothing has really changed except we have devices to record, devices to share, and means to watch that shared footage.
I disagree, though.
Okay, tell me why.
The reason why I disagree is because some pastors are actually very marketing smart. So they are purposefully saying some kind of outrageous things just to get more.
There was no virality then that there is now.
Like,
I agree with that. I'm saying people been saying crazy stuff for a long time.
Yeah, no, my pastor, while I loved him dearly because he did show our family a lot of love, was the most homophobic person I feel like in my life, yeah, probably the most homophobic. And I mean, the things now, thinking about that, what he said, I'm like, oh my God, you said that over the pulpit with the microphone. Yeah. But these are things, what I will say is, he honestly believed these things. There was no, I'm trying to get y'all riled up. Right. He really felt like.
He thinks he's trying to help.
Yes.
I'm trying to help you.
Yes.
With your kids.
You now find, especially some of the younger pastors, they will do things with the purpose to bring a vibrator into the pulpit. Now, he just screamed vibrators. But to bring an actual vibrator to the pulpit, you know you about to go viral. There ain't no goddamn way you don't think that.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that I'm saying is different, is that some of them do know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Sorry.
We can close with this. Speaking about me being a pastor, which is not going to happen, I don't care.
All right, pastor.
Freeway pulled up to the show. It was so dope. Shout out to Joshy God's Big Washer. Helped orchestrate that. Freeway had a great time. I was so mad at myself because after I did my prophecy thing, a better idea came into my head of like, God loves us even though even when what we do is wrong, would have been a much better message. But because it's really fully improv, it didn't jump into my mind till later. Mm-hmm. Somebody was like, a couple of people were like, this is so dope that a Muslim, mm-hmm. practicing Muslim man came to a church to have a good time. People from Philly was like, Muslims and Christians in Philly get along very well, right? They be cross, I don't think this is a word, but cross worshiping.
Cross praise.
Cross praise. I don't know what it's called. It's like CrossFit. you know what I'm saying? That was one of the super dopest things ever. Freeway had almost came to a lot of shows.
Yeah.
But at the last minute.
Never lined up.
It was just like he was in town the day before or the day after.
Oh, also, he's also gone through a lot the past few years that we've been in town too.
Yes, yes. And for him to pull up, have a great time, sit in the front row. The week prior, the mayor of Chicago came.
I know.
And then the mayor of Philadelphia came.
Well, because you're that nigga.
That's true.
Yeah. I'll give you that. You that nigga. And that's going to be... Pastor Kevin Fredericks, that nigga.
All right, let's cut this because there's something I want to tell the Patreon that's not going to go on the bonus and not going to be public, but I want to tell y'all real quick.
Oh,
God bless you. God keep you. Have a conference. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.
Okay, so Patreon.
Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Yeah. Here's another banger for you. For you. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage and that chick Angel.